Clagsby Hill. We had a very long, made Norwegian-style sledging.
No, not that.
We battled down, we hit what does we...
Go and find her.
Where are you going, Master?
For a drink.
Okay, you guys want anything else?
Three butter beers and some ginger and lime, please.
Six shots of giggle water.
Tea, Earl Grey, hot.
This snake juice is basically rat poison. I've
spent my whole life right here in Lackawanna County.
A drink, I like it.
I know, it's great, right?
Another!
Well, hello!
Hello!
See, I stole Dallas's intro there.
Daggone it!
I'm sorry.
That is objectively my thing.
Do you resent me for it? Because you should.
I do.
Hello there. I'm Batman.
Gotta go high, gotta go hello.
All right. I have a prompt for us. What are some shows that you have watched in the past and do not hold up? And then the flip of that, the inverse, what are some shows that you watched and you go back to and you go, oh yeah, it's just as good as I remembered. So that's where we're going tonight. Shows that have not aged well, in your opinion, and shows that either you're watching for the first time now that passed you by, or you watched previously and now on rewatch, you go, yeah, that's just as good as I remember.
Okay. So shows.
So I'll lead shows, the charge here. Right.
Shows
I'll lead the charge.
I
don't
know if you're going to go first. And it was
I'll lead the
good.
Charge.
And that was amazing. Okay.
I'll let you see. I'll lead by example here. That way you understand where I'm going. So a show that I watched long time ago and have rewatched since, and it does not hold up in my estimation, How I Met Your Mother. I watched it. I was all about it. The will they, won't they? Who is the mother? Right? And I was so invested. I wanted to be Barney and wear suits and be cool, right? You know? Have either of you watched How I Met Your Mother, please?
I haven't. Barney was not the one that I thought would have been my role model.
All right. Well, in rewatching it, it does not hold up for me. And it's kind of sad because the comedy feels stilted. It feels a little dated. Like you watch it and you're like, oh yeah, this is an early aughts TV show. Like it just feels kind of, there's some jokes in there that do not land. The problem is that the whole show is just who's sleeping with who. And the meat and potatoes is purely tied to sex, which, I mean, okay. But at the same time, like rewatching it, it's just not all that. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Like there's no other substance. Like,
and I mean, maybe that's overly simplistic. I get it. But like when you actually take it at face value, you realize that it's like, this is a dad telling his kids about his sexual exploits for years. And it's like, that's kind of cringy.
Yeah.
All right. So that's example one. But example two of it. So actually, we'll break it into all three camps. Show that passed me by and now watching it and going, oh, I get this. Okay. Show that passed me by in initial viewing and I am now watching and I go, oh, yeah, is Suits. Like everybody else in the world who just hopped on Netflix.
Is that why that has caught its new life?
Yeah.
Because it hit Netflix?
It's on Peacock, but nobody has Peacock.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody hopped on Netflix and it was like, hey, this is a highly rated show. And people started watching it and they're like, oh, you know what? This was that channel that had Monk and Burn Notice. I never watched this because it kind of had like a cult following. But in rewatch or first watch years later, I get it. It's a dang good show. So that's my second of the three categories. The watched it live and rewatched it and it still holds up camp is, and if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you already know the answer to this. And it is Community. It was a gem when it aired. It is a gem today. I go back to that. That's just like, that's comfort food right there. So that's how I'm breaking it out. What are your shows that
I got
your first category? On rewatch, you go, that wasn't very good. Your second one, oh, that passed me by and I get it. And that third camp, oh man, it's held up like fine wine. Let's hear it.
I'm going to give two shows, one based on the lack of taste childhood and one based on a more adult show that does not hold up.
Which category is this?
The first one where it's like, this does not hold up.
Okay.
I had really bad taste in childhood.
been there, and, done that.
And I was thinking about your mother thing, and yeah. I'm like, I think for a certain degree, comedies do not age well because once you know the joke,
yeah,
and once you get the joke, I think it's hard. It's hard after a certain period to rewatch.
It's hard to unknow the punchline.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What was your bad taste show? I gotta know.
The childhood pick was Pokemon. When Pokemon Go came out, I decided I'm going to watch the first movie for the first time in like
I'm gonna do it
years in 18 years. I'm gonna go watch the first movie. I outside of one very well placed Minnesota Vikings joke.
Minnesota Vikings, Mr. I don't sport was won over by a sports joke. Wow!
At one point, Team Rocket got Ash and the gang in a canoe and they were disguised as Vikings. And Brock goes, I didn't know Vikings existed anymore. And Ash goes, they're mostly in Minnesota. And I'm like, well done. Well done. Well done.
But that's more of it. That's even still like a knee slapper more or like a, oh, that's bad.
At a certain point, like that was a dad joke. I appreciate it.
Gotcha.
That was a dad joke.
But as an adult now,
as I watched it, Mewtwo was like, thought he was in a Nolan movie. He got,
as someone who never watched Pokemon, I am loving hearing this because now I'm like,
hey, you just sold it.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm
Mewtwo thought he was in a Nolan movie. He was full of existential angst about who he was. But the rest of the movie, I'm just like, I literally called my parents and said, I'm sorry for 7-year-old me. I am willing to overlook a lot just because I remember 8-year-old me and loving it so much. I can't do that with Pokemon. That was my limit. Like, Power Rangers, I love it so much. I can't recommend it to you, Alex. I
okay,
can't.
Okay. Well, considering that it was first on my list of things to watch, I'm just going to scratch it out now. Like, thank you for saving me.
I love it because I remember loving it as much as I did. There are parts to it where it's a lot deeper than you would think, but.
And I'm sure those still bring back the warm fuzzies for you.
Yeah. As a whole, like there are deep themes in a lot of the seasons, but as a whole, I can't recommend it to anybody who did not grow up with it. My adult pick kind of goes in line with How I Met Your Mother.
Oh boy.
And that one's Friends.
Ugh.
I used to love Friends a whole lot, and I will still watch the Thanksgiving episodes. That's become an annual tradition for me around Thanksgiving, is to watch all of the Thanksgiving episodes of Friends.
I will not win any Friends right now when I say I never liked it. And my sister has heard me say this a million times, but if you remove the laugh track from Friends, you wouldn't even know where to laugh because it ain't funny.
It's just the one I have watched it so many times that the comedy is now lost on me. There are certain episodes in which there's comfort in it. When I made the joke in the Chamber of Secrets commentary that the plane didn't have a phalange, that was a Friends joke.
Is that what that was?
That was a Friends joke.
Well, this explains why I didn't think that was funny. It's not you, Cody. It's Friends. It's not your fault.
It's Friends. So those were like, I will still watch a few episodes, but I am never doing a rewatch again.
Wow.
Like there are certain episodes I will go back to for like Thanksgiving.
Sure. Holiday specials are always pretty good for pretty much any show.
The Friendsgivings episodes really spoke to me after the Friendsgivings I had in law school.
Aww.
So it was like, okay,
that's
those
fair.
were the those were have warm feelings in my heart. But
so Pokemon and Friends are the two that have not aged well for you. What is your show that initially passed you by? Now watching it, you go, oh, I get it. What is that show?
You two are going to hate my guts when I say this, because it's going to be...
I think I know where this is.
It is Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Yeah.
I don't hate your guts. I really don't. And in fact, if anyone listens to the explainer things you gave, I fully understand it.
I just finished it. So this is a partial calm down Cody right now. I just finished the series. For years, and I'm going to give a shout out to my friend Josiah Kranz, who has been hammering me for over almost a decade now to watch Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and that it is the best Star Trek series. He was right. He was absolutely right. I always like, it's not Star Trek. They stay at the same place. They're on a space station. They're on time. They're not even trekking. Like, they're not even trekking. That completely defeats the purpose of Star Trek. No, like, now, I missed it the first time because I was 1 year old when it premiered. It's celebrating its 30th anniversary. Like, it broke so many grounds, so much ground. So, like, it did serialization before serialization was cool. It delved into themes. It was a post-9/11 show, pre-9/11. It talked about terrorism, religion, war, moral ambiguity, the choices that people in power have to make in order to save society.
Mm.
It is phenomenal. And I am so sad that the best character in the show has died and he will never get a chance to reprise his role in New Trek.
Okay. So Deep Space Nine is the show that passed you by, and on first watch now, all these years later, you're like, I get it. I know why the fandom exists.
Yeah.
Deep Space Nine. What yep. is your third camp of, I loved it then and I love it now?
I loved it then and I loved it now.
I have a guess, but I don't know if it's right. So I'm going to let you.
What's your guess?
My guess is probably Star Wars, The Clone Wars.
It passed me by initially.
Really? Okay.
That would have been another choice. If Deep Space Nine wasn't so fresh, it would probably have been Clone Wars. I didn't start watching it until it was nearing the end of its run in Cartoon Network.
So, all right. Well, I'm wrong. I stand. Sit corrected.
Okay. I'm looking at my, like, owned on iTunes list. The choice has got to go to Avatar The Last Airbender. I did a rewatch about a year and a half ago. It holds up in so many ways. I loved it then. I compared the finale to The Dark Knight. And oh, how wow. it made me feel. Like, and how it made me feel. Because The Dark Knight had just come out the same time as the Avatar The Last Airbender finale. Like, it is another one of the hero's journeys, the hero's tales. You know, it's a Star Wars, but in a fictional Asian world. Like,
I've not watched journey. One episode of that. Now I'm going to have to.
Like, it has all of the same Joseph Campbell hero's journey tropes.
It may be kind of like Cody's Pokemon story for me, where I watched it as a kid, and as an adult, it doesn't hit the same for me, just because I go, oh, this is a kid show.
You don't feel like it has all the Glenn Campbell hero's journey?
That might be a stretch, but I'm not going to poop on his parade. You know, I respect it.
Avatar The Last Airbender toes that line we were talking about this off mic of kid shows that push the envelope, that work within the confines of kid shows, and then they do amazing things.
Right. It's like Phineas and Ferb, where you sit there and as an adult, you realize that the writers did in fact include quite a bit for the poor unfortunate adults who would be in the room while their kids are there. But not just
Phineas
not my
and Ferb
cup of
is
tea.
Another one.
You know,
Phineas and
fine.
Ferb is another one that passed me by. It was Michelle that introduced me to Phineas and Ferb.
Wow.
Yeah.
She is good for your life. So Avatar is your The Last Airbender, not the weird blue people show.
Absolutely not. Pick. That didn't hold up then. It doesn't hold up now, and it will never hold
any. Amen. Amen. All right, Dallas. What is your... You watched it then. You were head over heels. You were smitten, glued to the screen every weeknight. And now as an adult, you go, oh, yeah, no. That, no.
There's a couple, but I don't know if it was like by choice that I liked them in the first place. And like one of them is Friends. We watched it all the time growing up because I was not in control of the remote as a child. So that's what we watched. And upon rewatch, it's okay. But most of it, I'm like, oh, they're all just kind of always turds all the time. I don't feel sympathetic for any of them at any given moment. There's some funny quips sometimes, but that's about it.
I am Chandler Bing. Like, I feel Chandler Bing in my bones. I have been that quippy, sarcastic guy who really just would love to catch a break.
I'm probably Ross.
Ross?
Maybe.
I'm the neighbor that they watch all the time.
Your ugly naked guy?
Ew, gross.
He's who I feel the biggest connection with. Probably one that's worse. Like that one, like if it's on, I'm not going to be like, I'm walking out of the room. But Everybody Loves Raymond is one that...
Really? I love Everybody Loves Raymond.
Have you watched? Like, I feel like they are always just angry at each other all the time. Maybe it was because I was on medicine after the surgery. Like, I'm in the hospital, and the only thing you can watch is, like, what they have on. So I'm in excruciating pain.
If you've ever been around an Italian family, it is painfully accurate. So
so that's why you relate to it.
No comment.
I feel like there's never a resolution. They're just always mad, and then it's over. So, but I was also in a lot of pain rewatching that one. So that may have something to do with it. Another one that I tried to watch again because I had...
He's just got so many. He's like, I hate all TV.
Raymond was a burnout show for me. I used to love it all the time, but then I watched it so much.
That might
I got
be
burned
what
out.
Cody, I don't know how you could say that about my show. It was the best show on network television. We were great.
I have been told I sound like him if he got kicked in the head by a horse. So there's that. But Mad TV is one. I went back to try to rewatch old Mad TV. And I was like, this is horrible. I can't do it. Maybe it's because they are kind of time specific. But I remember watching them growing up and like everybody was like, did you watch this one? And they would try to reenact it or try to act, you know, do whatever they did. And I went back to watch it. I was like, these are the worst. I can't. I watched one. And me and my wife both looked at each other and were like, do you want to watch anymore or are you kind of done? And we never did it again.
So Everybody Loves Raymond / Mad TV / Friends are the ones that you enjoyed.
I think this is just a therapy session at this point.
You know what else I don't like?
No. I don't like how loud the birds chirp in the morning or how bright the sun shines through my blinds or how I sound like Gilbert Gottfried.
Music nowadays is terrible. Why can't we go back to the old music?
The older I get, the more I was in the Amazon warehouse, I'm becoming that person. Like,
I love my homeowners association. It keeps everybody in line.
And then this is where we fight to the death because homeowners associations are the worst.
I'm not allowed to make any comment on that either as soon to be. Yeah. No.
Are you moving to one?
Anywho.
Is that happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. So second category.
All right. So those are the ones that don't hold up in your estimation. What was the show that just passed you by? And now that you've watched it, you go, I get it.
So there is a lot of children's shows that I didn't watch. One of you brought it up was Phineas and Ferb. I didn't watch that as a child at all. And my
you were not a child when it came out.
You were also
an adult.
In college.
Maybe that's why it passed me by because it would have been weird. But
I didn't watch that Ahsoka Star Wars show when I was a 4 year old. Well, that's because it came out this year. that might explain it.
Well, anyway, if you're done sassing me about my college picks, no, I'm just kidding. My daughter started watching it, and we watched it with her, obviously. And I, that's a nice one. That's a nice.
That is a fun one.
I will stay in the room and not try to convince her to change that one if she's watching it. That's a good one.
Okay. What about you personally, though?
Personally, there's not a lot that I've revisited. My wife started rewatching.
No. The passed you by and then have seen now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't think of a whole lot of things that I went back as an adult and watched that hooked me that I completely missed as a child.
Or a young adult.
Yeah. My wife started watching The Nanny. And, like, that's okay. Like, I didn't watch that growing up at all. And I'm like, I'll sit in the room and watch that with you. It's an enjoyable experience.
I have a sneaking suspicion that you just have something against New Jersey or Italians.
I said it's enjoyable. Like, I'll watch that one. That makes me laugh sometimes.
When it comes to me, it's not a sneaking suspicion. Go to hell, New Jersey.
Everything's legal in New Jersey, okay? I learned that from a musical.
Firefly might be one that I picked up later in life and enjoyed.
Oh, okay.
That's everybody. They all picked up Firefly later in life. That's why it was canceled.
Right, yeah. That's one.
Six seasons and a movie. Wait, no, they didn't even get that far.
Yeah. Didn't even get to get
must not have been that good.
One season in a movie and a decent book series, but that's
they made a book series off of Firefly.
Oh, Doctor Who, that's one.
Doctor Who,
yeah,
really,
yeah. I like the Doctor Who, and that was something that is fairly recent pickup. And I really enjoy Doctor Who. I
really,
yeah.
Okay,
I'm not going to conventions, but. Like that. That's one I'll go back and rewatch.
Hey, you can have all the Inspector Space time you want. That is all you, my friend. All right. Third and final category. The show that you loved then and you still love now.
All right. So if we're going to the way, way back, I...
Oh, anytime. Anytime.
Way, way back. Loved Ninja Turtles. The cartoon. Love Ninja Turtles, the cartoon now. I'll eat...
It still holds up, really.
I don't know if it holds up, but that nostalgia train for me... Like, you know, like, I remember... Like, if I watched
it... You're still blinded by it.
Yes,
you're like, fine.
1,000%. Like, I don't know if I watched it without... If I took the nostalgia blinders off.
But you can't. They're just baked on.
They are. Like, Power Rangers, I watched, like, first-gen Power Rangers. That was all. Never watched it again. I did try to go back and rewatch that, and it didn't hold up for me because the nostalgia wasn't as strong. But Ninja Turtles,
TMNT does it for you.
It does. I will go back and watch those old movies, the three turtle movies.
Go Ninja, go Ninja, go Ninja, go.
And it hits the feels.
Go Greendale, go Greendale, go Greendale, go. Is that where they got that from?
I guess maybe. So.
Oh my gosh. Boy. I need to ask. Somebody needs to ask Dan Harmon that.
Yeah.
And it might as well
Dallas,
be me.
I have zero connection to the Turtles.
No,
like,
kidding.
I've never gotten into the Turtles.
That's why I love pizza, I think, is because the Ninja Turtles ate pizza all the time.
I love pizza because pizza is God's gift to man.
You're not wrong. I have an idea for a post-Thanksgiving pizza that I haven't tried yet, but I'm going to this Thanksgiving. We use all... turkey and gravy, and you use like a croissant-y dough, and it's just Thanksgiving on a pizza.
I saw a pizza the other day that uses Kewpie mayo, green onions, Spam, and Japanese barbecue sauce.
What?
And look, I am the first person to talk down to Spam and just be like, ew, no. But throw a little teriyaki and sesame seeds and Japanese barbecue sauce on there, you might have a winning combo.
You know what? I've never looked at a can of Spam and be like, you know what? I'm going to put this little gentleman in a tuxedo and fancy him up with some sauces. I've never thought to do that. But now I'm going to have to do
it. If you try it, I need the results.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I am this close. I'm holding up my fingers very close. I am so close to just buying a pizza oven.
Right? We could do a whole, we should do a whole episode on pizza.
Did I ever tell you guys my the way I assess pizza joints?
Oh, please go. Do tell.
If you can do barbecue chicken well, you are a great pizza joint because it is classy enough, it's off-brand enough that not every place does it.
Okay.
Not every place does it, and not every place does it well.
True.
So if you do it well, and it's my favorite pizza, barbecue chicken is my favorite pizza.
Oh, nice.
I love that we're having this tangent because I have the same test for barbecue restaurants. So barbecue is a very subjective experience, right? Some people, again, I now live in North Carolina. It is a very heated debate. What style is best? I personally love Texas style. It needs to be good, smoky meat because that is what barbecue is. I'm sorry, it is not vinegar pork. So my test is if I'm going to a new barbecue restaurant that I've not been to, I'm not going to spend my money on the more expensive brisket right away because I don't trust you. I will order pulled pork first because if you can do the basics right, then I know that that's safe. If you can't even do the basics right, then I'm not going to try your barbecue chicken pizza. If you can't get the slice of sausage right, then I'm not coming back.
There is a restaurant in Georgetown that they do barbecue chicken pizza. And they do all other sorts of food, like sandwiches, burgers, and whatnot. And I walked in there going, if this barbecue chicken pizza is good, this is my perfect restaurant. Because it's like, if I were to design a restaurant in the variety that it had.
Sandwiches and barbecue chicken pizza? I will never leave.
Like, they had like chicken parmesan sandwiches. They had just the whole suite of like, stuff that I would offer in a restaurant, except for pasta. They were missing pasta.
Cody sends him a Christmas card every year.
Please stay in business. I need you.
I went like for the first time 3 weeks ago and we went back today. And nice. It both times were very good. On the barbecue front, Alex.
Uh-oh.
Tompkinsville, Kentucky, in the far south near Bowling Green.
Yes.
By far and away, the worst county I ever went to court in.
I was really concerned where this was going.
Right. However, Tompkinsville is known for their barbecue.
Really?
I went to their barbecue restaurant there, and it was the only place I saw anyone in that county smile. You go there for the $9 and the $9 pile of meat that they give you. The barbecue wasn't good. The meat was. The meat was delicious.
Wait, what? How can you? Wait, I'm very confused. The barbecue wasn't good, but the meat was good?
The barbecue sauce. Like the barbecue sauce that you just lather on the meat.
Barbecue isn't sauce. Barbecue isn't sauce. Barbecue is a style of cooking.
No, that they had it's like the New York style barbecue sauce. They had their own style of barbecue sauce.
New York style barbecue sauce?
North Carolina barbecue sauce is what I was going for.
I'm so confused.
The New Jersey barbecue sauce.
Well, I'm going to try some of that North Dakota barbecue.
The barbecue sauce that they serve there was what they're famous for.
Oh.
I didn't care for it, but their pile of meat I was very happy with because I got meat sweats just looking at it.
The best barbecue I've ever had in Kentucky is at Juicy's in LaGrange. They are very good. They're more of a Kansas City style, and that's very tasty. Think molassesy, still very good smoked meats. In fact, they make one of the best honey-baked ham style hams. We used to get that every once in a while for Christmas, and it's just incredible. But if anyone's in North Carolina and listening, there's three places you should go in the whole state of North Carolina. That's John G's, if you're in Charlotte, and Prime or Lawrence Barbecue in Raleigh. And they are to die for. Like, I will drive the 2 hours to Charlotte to go get John G's. It's that good.
There's a place I've passed a few times called D's Butts that I would like to go try out. It's a barbecue joint, but I just want to go for the name.
Where's that at?
It's in Elizabethtown.
I love that this is where the conversation has led us.
I was going to talk about Psych and Community, and that train is way back there.
The best barbecue chicken pizza I ever had, kind of on the subject of food.
Because staying on subject is really your forte, Cody. I played into it. I allowed it, but now I'm regretting it.
The best barbecue chicken pizza I ever had was Blaze Pizza in Lynchburg.
Blaze is a national chain. You could go get that anywhere.
I think there's one in Lexington.
There's one in Lexington, but in like the bowels of Lexington in a part I'm rarely at.
There's got to be one in Cincy, and that's close to you, relatively.
That it's like an hour and a half away from me now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you get the craving, go do it. You should. It's sometimes there are things in life that are worth it and you don't regret it. And that's how I'm going to segue. What are the shows that you go back to, Dallas, that you don't regret? You're like, yes, that is my comfort. See, I'm going to bring it full circle. I made the comfort food reference in the beginning.
Did he not finish his third thing?
No.
No, I did not. I started with Ninja Turtles. I said pizza. And that turned into
Cody's
its own
like,
monster.
Pizza? Pizza? We're having pizza right now? Pizza.
If you like pizza, you should watch Ninja Turtles.
He talked about his Thanksgiving pizzas.
We're in a bar. This makes sense. We're thinking about food and drinks.
He talked about his Thanksgiving pizza, and then it just went off to the races from there.
It was
I think that actually might have been my fault, because I said I was going to try that weird pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I sparked this.
How dare you?
You sparked the tangent.
You took our structure away.
I awoke the dragon. I awoke the dragon. I poked the bear.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud.
My comfort shows that I watched then and love now. One of them is Psych, which is another one of those like throw off USA.
Yeah. What was going on with USA? They were pumping out.
I don't know.
Great shows.
You just missed the boat. You just missed the boat on the USA Network.
I did.
Completely.
And I'm kind of upset about it after watching Suits now.
Right?
Like, I'm like, was there a whole channel that was just giving away great content?
I think it was just sheer volume. Like, eventually one of them is going to hit you and you're just going to ride along with it. And mine was Psych.
It was like AMC and USA. Like, we're like the two like gold stars.
I was watching AMC. I was watching Mad Men while you were watching
Psych. That was all. But it's one that I will go back. It's a like crimey show, but it's funny at the same time. But it's very much like once you know what happens, you know what happens. But I still go back and watch it all the time. Like, I have finished that one a ton. And the last one, same as you, Community. I watch Community every year.
Yes.
I remember when it was on TV. I loved it then, and I love it more every time. I'm warming up more to the last few seasons.
Oh, absolutely.
Sometimes more than the earlier stuff, and that's not how it used to be. It is moving.
I can't go that far.
If I revisit Community, it has to be the first four seasons, and I'm just like, yes, I can't do 5 and 6. I can't.
I don't know why right now. Those are vibing.
Just knowing that the whole cast, sans Chevy Chase, will be coming back for the eventual movie, that makes me so happy. Like, my heart is just like...
The whole cast and LeVar Burton.
I hope LeVar shows up. That would be amazing.
He was awesome in Picard. Like, he was amazing.
Dang it, Cody. Don't bring us back there.
I work at a community college, so I kind of lean into the, like, it's closer than some of my colleagues would like to think. But I, like, it doesn't matter where I'm at work. I try to bring it up all the time. Like, have you watched Community? You really should. Let's go watch it right now. Like, we don't have to teach class.
What are we doing? Are we teaching? We could go right now and watch a TV show.
Yeah. I have it on a jump drive right now. Let's watch it right now.
Some teachers rolled in Bill Nye the Science Guy. You're like, we're watching Community.
Yeah.
I think you might actually break the space-time continuum if you watched a community college in a community college, though, for the record. So please be careful with that.
That's what I'm trying. I'm trying to get to the other timeline because I'm not sure if we're in the best one anymore.
You know what? I have this die sitting here for when we play Choose Your Own Adventure.
You said
why don't
that
we
very slowly?
I'm just
you,
gonna
you like.
Should I throw it in the air?
No, don't. No, no.
Should I?
No.
Oh no! I caught it. It didn't land. We're all right. I'm just going to set it very gently and not look at it. It's Schrodinger's die right now.
It doesn't change until you look at it and know.
No, we're in the darkest
timeline. Don't do it!
We were already there.
Yeah, I know.
What if the real darkest timeline were the evil friends we made along the way?
I think the best piece of knowledge that you brought me was that evil Troy and evil Abed's goatees are a reference.
To the mirror universe.
That just broke me when you told me that.
The mirror universe is heavily featured in Deep Space Nine, and in that universe, every character has sexual chemistry with every other character. It's a little unnerving.
Which is why they're all flirting with each other at the end of the Community episode. It's just, I don't know how that makes me feel. Like, do I feel like a lesser Community fan for having not known? Does it make me feel like a lesser friend to Cody for not just jumping right into Deep Space Nine with him? Or does it make me feel like a better Community fan now that I do know?
I actually haven't even seen the Star Trek episode where Spock has the evil goatee.
Oh.
I'm taking a break from Star Trek after Deep Space Nine, and I'm moving on to other things.
Hint, hint. We may be having some conversations around Apple TV shows in the near future, so everyone knows what we have planned for programming coming forward. My eyebrows are going berserk right now because it's an audio medium, but I'm giving you a hint, eyebrow, like up, down, up, down, up, down, you know?
I'm going to open the floor back to you guys. This is my question. So this is the honorary mention segment.
Ooh, I love it.
What is a show that you love that you're pretty sure no one else watched and you're alone in the world? And what are some of your comfort foods?
You lead the way, just like I led the way. Tell me your show that you are alone in the world and you love and your comfort food.
So this lasted for one season, and it's just one that always, like every like 5 years, I feel the need to rewatch this season because it's so compelling. It was prestige TV. It was streaming TV before streaming was even a thing. Kings. It was on for one season on NBC. It got like 2 million views. It has an all-star cast. It lasted for 13 episodes. And it is the story of David and Goliath set in the modern world.
Really?
When David slays a Goliath-class tank, and he becomes a war hero. The king in that story is Ian McShane of Deadwood and John Wick fame.
Huh.
He's the hotel owner in John Wick. If you've watched Arrow, Arrow's mom plays the exact same character as the queen. Bucky's in it.
Sebastian what? Stan. Wow.
Sebastian Stan is in it. Macaulay Culkin is in it as an adult.
Really?
It is fascinating. And the way they talk about like religion, and it's this alternate reality, alternate universe where it's like a modern world monarchy, absolute monarchy. Huh. But it is interesting.
It has 8.1 out of 10 on IMDb. 92% of Google users like this TV show. That is bizarre. I've never heard of it. Now, here's the one thing. It has a 58% on TV Guide. And unfortunately, when this came out, TV Guide was king. Is it a complete story? Is it a miniseries or was it set to be a...
It was set to be a season, but it ends as a complete story. They have like the last scene of like where season two was supposed to go. I wish that like this caught on enough for at least like a book. Like give me like a book or something.
Right.
There is a book. It's very, very old, like thousands of years.
You got me.
Fun fact. All right, and what's your comfort food?
So my comfort food usually ends up in my iTunes collection because I know these are...
Are you talking about the shows your actual comfort food or your comfort food TV show?
I was thinking of real food.
I was thinking real food because you were tying it back. I was like, cool, I'm happy to talk about that and... In conjunction.
No, comfort food TV shows. I'm opening the floor to other shows that are your comfort food TV shows.
But sorry, my mom's meatloaf. You don't get a shout out this time. Italian meatloaf, not the weird ketchup American bastardized version, by the way. Good meatloaf.
Since William is not here, I'm going to give him some credit. William makes the sweet potato apple beef stew.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing. Ooh. I haven't had it in years. And I want him to do it again so bad.
So we've got your actual comfort food. You've now set the precedent, by the way. We're doing actual comfort food. And then your comfort food TV show is?
I got to give it to Castle as one of my comfort food TV shows. Because I'm not a big cop show person or like murder mystery show person. It's more of like a what compelled me were the characters of that show and the relationships of those characters with that show and the will they or won't they of that show. And like Nathan Fillion and Sonic Haydick had such amazing chemistry together for across 7 seasons. Well, it's 8 seasons. Turned out by the 8th season, they hated each other in real life.
Really? But
they had amazing chemistry on set. Apparently, Nathan Fillion has a bit of an ego.
I mean, can you blame him? He's the greatest thing ever. Did you see him in Guardians of the Galaxy 3? Best.
He stole the show.
There's 1,000 Firefly references in Castle.
Really?
There was a Halloween episode where he literally dressed as Mal Reynolds. Like his costume at Mal Reynolds. And it's just warm comfort.
Okay. So Castle, that's your.
And then Parks and Rec.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, Dallas.
So shows that I felt alone or I feel alone. One is Psych. That's one that I don't know anybody in real life that has ever even heard of that show.
I think my father-in-law watched that. So now I'm just going to be like, how did you all have a better cable package than I did? Can't even get internet at their house now, but somehow he has seen far more TV than me.
That's a big one that, like, I don't even, it's one of my favorite shows, but it's one I never bring up because I know everybody's gonna be like, I don't even, what is that? It must be terrible because nobody knows what that is. As a child, shows that I watched as a child that I feel like nobody knows that I feel like maybe didn't even happen is one called Space Cases that was on Nickelodeon. And I have very vivid memories of watching this show and loving it, but I don't think it lasted very long. And I don't think anybody else watched it, which is probably why it didn't last very long.
Space Cases was a 2-season Canadian science fiction television series that aired on Nickelodeon. So it's real. It has a Wikipedia page.
Well, there we go. I am not crazy.
It lasted for 27 episodes.
Oh, wow. Nick Arcade was another one that I watched a ton of, but I don't feel like anybody else watched.
Whoa. It had George Takei, Mark Hamill, Bill Murray, Katie Sagal. Wow.
All right.
As guest stars in this show. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I thought I remember being like, I loved it as a kid.
So what is your weird nerd comfort food TV show and then your comfort food food?
Community is my biggest comfort food TV show. I will watch it at any time and it just gives me the warm feelies. That last episode gets me every time. And it's just them moving on. It's not like one of them died or like something crazy happened. It's just them all saying goodbye.
Yeah. Moving on to a different phase of life.
I have a hard time with how they treated Jeff in the finale, but that's another conversation for another day. Yeah.
We should do a Community episode again now that we've been podcasting together for all this time.
Is it going to be the one where we all say goodbye because we're moving on to different parts of our
lives? No, don't you dare say something like that.
Oh, my bad. So sorry.
The show is still going. I've got to edit so much of this now. This was going so easily. We are not ending the show, damn it.
Are we going to do a claymation episode whenever I finally have a psychotic break?
You know what? Keep going. Keep going.
Oh, I've already had 3 of those. I've already had 3 claymation episodes in my
life.
Are
we going to do one where we're all puppets and it's weird because Alex gave us puppets and had us puppets
And I hate the puppet episode. Moving on.
I will custom order Alex, Dallas, Cody, and William puppets.
I've looked for them. They're not as expensive as you would think. But anyway.
All right. I fully agree with Community as comfort food TV.
It's my go. Yeah.
And actual physical comfort food. The real thing.
Either pizza.
Oh, so
or
good.
Or chili. Those are my two comfort foods.
Yeah, those are good.
Chili is a contentious, like, people have very strong feelings on what should go in chili.
It's kind of like spaghetti sauce. everybody's mom makes the best spaghetti sauce because that's what you grew up with. Chili is very much the same way. It's a very subjective thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that your chili is good or bad, but what I will say is the recipe I use is modified off of a chili recipe my dad came up with to win second place in a church chili cook-off. And I went to a mega church. So it's pretty good.
I won the chili cook-off at the place I work, which is a community college, not to brag. But and you know how I made it? I just kept throwing crap in a pot until I felt like it was getting a little too full.
Did it taste good?
The firefighters that came to judge thought so. So
there you go. There you go.
I have a question for the chili aficionados here.
Yes.
Cincinnati chili, how do you guys feel?
Hate it.
You mean
chocolate has no place in chili, and why over spaghetti? Bizarre.
Okay, that's something else. I was like, noodles and spaghetti, that's something I'd never grew up with. And I was an adult the first time I saw noodles in it. And I was like, did somebody accidentally bring spaghetti to this chili?
But chocolate powder does not belong in chili. That's just the flavor does not work. And I grew up in Louisville. Skyline was around.
Right.
I hate it.
When I was prepping for the bar, I was on a ramen noodle budget. And literally, a ramen
you
noodle
mean
budget.
Ramen?
Don't at me. Don't
okay,
don't
Golem and Dobie. it's ramen.
I have called it Ramen for
everybody loves ramen
noodles.
Exactly. Everybody ramen. Likes ramen noodles.
I'm just going to like go in an ADR every time. Like I'm going to go ramen every time you say ramen wrong.
I like had no money. And a week before I left to go home for bar prep, I had one can of Cincinnati chili in my cupboard at my apartment in Lynchburg, and I made myself a three-way.
Was that allowed at Liberty? I mean, I guess Jerry did it every once in a while.
If you're Jerry, but
you guys
Patreon,
both
if Patreon
with that one.
For those of you in the not Cincinnati chili area, a three-way is cheese, Cincinnati chili, and spaghetti. It's three parts of that whole. A five-way includes onions and beans in this and the same thing. But regardless, I ate that Skyline chili. I cried for 20 minutes how much I missed home. How much I missed home because it was like just an infusion of home. And I was like, it's time to go. Aww. And I started packing up and I went home. It was Skyline chili is why I left Lynchburg for the last time.
Finally did it.
All right. So show that I felt alone watching has to be 11/22/63.
Okay.
That was on Hulu. It is an adaptation of the Stephen King novel of the same name. Starring James Franco and directed by J.J. Abrams. And so all of those pieces came together. It's a period piece where a guy in the 20 teens goes back in time to stop the Kennedy assassination. And it's one of those shows that I will just get a craving to rewatch. And
really?
No one else watched it.
Nope.
And I was obsessed, and I'm still obsessed. It's so good.
That one passed me by so fast. Like, is it like, does it have a beginning and end? Because it's based on a
it's a mini series
book.
It has an 8-part series. They're each an hour long. It very much takes the parts of the book that it paces the book a little better than the book, honestly. And you've read any Stephen King, you know that he likes world building to the extent that he'll spend 100 pages on benign ongoings. Well, the show has to try and pace that out for 8 hours of television, right? And it actually does a much better job. And by the end, the emotional punch is there.
Do you also recommend that book? because that is one of Stephen King's that I have not read.
It's sitting on my shelf right now, and I adore it. Comfort food TV, though. I'm in the same boat as Dallas. Community is a go-to, but another one is The Good Place.
I forgot about that one. I love that
Allie
one.
And I watched, and same kind of thing. You laugh, you cry, you care about these characters. There's a scene where, I don't want to give too many spoilers, but there is a an AI character named Janet, and she is hilarious. And you've got the architect of The Good Place, Michael, the angel. And he's played by Ted Danson of Cheers fame. And he's sitting there and he's asking for a file on somebody's life, you know, because it's the afterlife. And he's like, Janet, can I please have Eleanor's file? And she's like,
sure. Anything else?
And she hands him a cactus. Yeah. And this goes on.
This might take a while.
Whee! Michael, good news. I was able to obtain Eleanor Shellstrop's file.
Is it actually a cactus?
I don't understand.
I want to see the file for Eleanor Shellstrop. Is that what you have, or do you have a cactus?
I have the file.
You're sure? You have the file and not a cactus?
That is correct. I have Eleanor Shellstrop's file. I do not have a cactus.
Excellent. Please, give me the file.
Here you go.
She turns around and she has a cactus.
Thank you, Janet.
You're welcome.
And every time I see that scene, I lose it. It's so funny.
That's another show that the end gets me. And it's another one of those, like, it's good, but it gets me.
And what I really appreciated about it is that they told a complete story. They didn't try and drag it on. They knew where they were going, and they stopped while they were ahead.
Yeah.
We've told the story we want to tell. So that is my comfort TV. I have hinted at a couple different comfort foods already. My mom's Italian style meatloaf is one every time.
What's Italian meatloaf?
It is basically a giant meatball, which is what meatloaf started as.
Do you put tomato sauce on it, around it?
Yep. Yep. Okay. So Italian seasoning, onion, green pepper, you make a meatball in essence, but.
Right.
Scaled up to the size of a loaf. And then you cover it in tomato sauce and you let it simmer and it's, you know, it's delicious. Eat it with some mashed potatoes and I'm in heaven. The other one would probably be beef stew. And it's just simple. I've yet to have a beef stew that's bad, but beef stew with a piece of buttered toast on a cold night while the fire is roaring, watching one of these shows. And I'm in a good place.
Part of the reason I took to BlackBerry L8 so well as I did is because my line has been BlackBerry L8 tastes like what picking blackberries with Mammal feels.
That is a good way to
just,
put it.
That is just some of those warm fuzzies there. William has actually been making my Mammal Murphy's blackberry cobbler.
Oh, nice.
And using that recipe, there's only 3 ingredients, and I want to give it a shot, because my Mammal Murphy died when I was 10 years old. I just need to ask him what the ingredients are, and then go for it. It's one of those, like, Eastern Kentucky, you do with what you have kind of recipes.
Right, yeah.
Like, you don't have a lot, but you make something amazing with what you do have. And I'm excited to try those again. I come to realize that I reached a place where real life being what it is, there's a lot of things about the real world that just can grind you down day after day after day after day. And I personally have taken to the C.S. Lewis quote about what it means to be an adult. When I was 10, I read fairy tales in secret and would have been ashamed if been found doing so. Now that I am 50, I read them openly. When I became a man, I put away childish things, including the fear of childishness and the desire to be very grown up. At the end of the day, we like what we like, enjoy them, go whole hog.
I love to say, if it's not harming yourself or harming anyone else, then fly your flag high. Enjoy it.
Fly here, freak.
Not even freak flag. Freak is a derogatory there, because who am I to say that your preference, just like my preference for barbecue or my preference for chili, those are going to be completely different and very subjective.
Yep.
But your experience indeed is important. And
indeed,
somebody could watch all of my suggestions or all of your suggestions and go, man, I do not
these
have
people are idiots. And they're probably not right.
Chocolate powder and in chili. You know,
Cincinnati chili is the only thing about Northern, like I claim as a claim to be a Northern Kentuckian about, like that's like the only thing. Otherwise, I go central and I go east. Like
I put whole Rolos in my chili instead of beef.
Well, I'm glad you guys were willing to go along for the ride and talk about all kinds of stuff. I did not know that it was actually going to spark this much good conversation. I thought it'll be good to like get it off our chest. Some of those shows that it's like, I thought I loved it and I didn't, or, oh man, I can't believe I missed that, or, oh, it's still good. But here we talked about pizza and comfort food and brought it full circle.
Just like a whole pizza.
With that, guys, I am going to settle up with the bar. If you have made it this far, thanks for joining us. You've been listening to a doctor, a lawyer, and a professor. No, there's no doctor.
no.
A lawyer, a professor, and a pilot walked into a bar.
And with all the food we've been eating, we're going to need a doctor.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
So if you like what you heard, I highly, highly suggest that you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you're feeling extra generous and want to help us make this show a reality, please consider becoming a patron on patreon.com/doctorandlawyer. You get the show a little early over there. Not only that, but we have a few exclusive shows and some behind the scenes content over there. And it helps us just keep the lights on, in essence. But we love what we do. And so if you want a little more content from us, check out our Twitter, our Instagram, our threads. We have a Facebook page called The Pub, appropriately named. And we'd love to have you join the conversation. If you are listening right now, I would love to hear what are those shows for you of the four categories of the shows that you didn't hold up, the shows that passed you by, your old reliables, and what are your comfort shows? We want to hear from you. So leave that. If you're on Spotify, we'll have that in the Q&A there, or come interact with us in the pub or wherever you find us. So with that, I have been Alex.
I'm Cody.
And I am Dallas.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Which was sad.